Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. Of course, that's a Mountain Standard Time. It's kind of an odd morning here today. According to Environment Canada, it's actually snowing. Well, they should poke their head out the window. It's raining here. It's not snowing. As a matter of fact, we have a snowfall warning. Yeah, not sure how that's going to happen, because we're plus one, and we're going up to plus two. Anyways, the snow is supposed, well, that we're supposedly having, is supposed to end at noon, and then just change to a 40% chance of flurries after lunch, about 5 centimeters. It's going to be hard when it's above zero. Yeah, wind northwest 20 kilometers an hour, becoming northeast 30 this afternoon, plus 1. The temperature is falling to minus 3 this afternoon. Well, maybe we will have a chance of some rain, or some snow. Anyways, it's looking pretty unsettled here over the next few days. Tuesday shouldn't be too bad, although it's supposed to be minus 6 overnight, and then tomorrow a high of minus 5. Then we got sunny conditions for the next, right through to next Sunday. But we're supposedly going to get some nasty cold weather. Hope it's as nasty as the snow we're getting right now. Yeah, we'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. Anyway, let's get rolling here with the rain dance by the Guess Who. I couldn't resist.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio, tune into the Rock Hour at
5.
talk about people that you don't even know. Keep it up, baby, I'm gonna pick up and blow. You talk too much. I can't believe the things that you say every day. And you keep on talking, baby, you know you're bound to drive me away. Would you please stop? You talk too much. We'll be right back.
If you want blood, you've got it. AC/DC from the Highway to Hell album of 1979. And what do we have before that? It was George Thorogood and the Destroyers. You talk too much. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, where it is a balmy 1 degree out here right now, and we're going up to 2 today. Supposedly it's going to be our last mild day. Sounds like it's going to be cold, but you know what? I'm not quite sure I can trust those guys from Environment Canada. They're telling me it's snowing right now, but it's actually raining. So that just goes to tell you. They don't look out the window. Yeah. All right, December the 2nd. Yeah, happy December, everybody. Hope you're off to a great start on your Christmas shopping. Santa's going to be here soon. Yes. Yeah. Make sure when you go to Black Friday shopping, you take your taser. Wow, I've seen some incredible videos on the news over the weekend. Yep. This day in Canadian history, right here on South Kootenai Radio, December the 2nd in 1933, that's when Newfoundland goes bust. St. John's, Newfoundland, they give up self-governing dominion status and suspend the constitution caused by a disastrous financial situation. And it sure took them a long time after joining Canada to turn things around financially. 1989, a story out of Winnipeg, Audrey McLaughlin is elected national leader of the NDP, succeeding Ed Broadbent. NDP also retracts support for the Meech Lake Accord. McLaughlin won the Yukon seat in 1987 by-election. First New Democrat MP elected in the Yukon, and in 1988 re-elected NDP caucus chair. What else do we have here? The next story looks too complicated, too long. Actually, we got way too much news here today. I guess the rest of them here are birthdays. MJ Caldwell, born in 1888. George Stewart, engineer, business executive, born in Winnipeg in 1890. Built the Imperial Refinery at Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And was also the superintendent of the Sarnia Refinery. Let's see, 1944 to 1955, served as director, president, and chairman of ESSO. There you go. What else do we have here? Bill McCreary, NHL referee, born on this day in 1934. Formerly played with New York Rangers, Philadelphia Flyers, Edmonton Oilers, Detroit Red Wings, Montreal Canadiens, and St. Louis Blues. Oh, another hockey player. Well, actually, there's a few more hockey players. Ron Sutter, one of the many Sutter brothers to come out of Viking Alberta and play in the NHL. I think there were 5 of them. And 3 of them actually served as NHL team captains. Brian for St. Louis, Daryl for Chicago, and Brent for the Islanders. And what else? Kelly Buchberger, born on this day in 1966. Played with Edmonton for a while. And Sergei Zoltok. Yeah. Born in 72. Played for Boston Bruins and Ottawa Senators and Montreal Canadiens. Let's see, anything else? Oh, yes, here was some exciting news out of Montreal when Patrick Waugh resigns from the Montreal Canadiens. And he did so with that vein sticking out over his head and also that other big one down his neck. Yeah. He, and after he resigned, Well, then he was suspended the following day by GM Rajan Uhl and later traded to Colorado Avalanche. Wow. That was pretty funny to watch a whole wah screaming at the Montreal management behind the bench that day he was pulled. Ooh, what a hothead. Anyway, what else do we have here? I think that's about it. There's a ton of stories here today, and none of them are that interesting. Anyways, I think what we'll do is we'll get on with some more music. How about some Cars? Going back a few years with this one, 1978, Just What I Needed, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
turned 35. I'm surprised that we're still living if we've done any wrong. I hope that we're forgiven. Got a few kids of my own, and some days I still don't know what. When they hear me talking like this to you, that's when it spoke.
Okay, there you go. John Mellencamp there with a Cherry Bomb. And that's, that one's going back a few years for John. 1987 from the Lonesome Jubilee album. And before that with the Scorpions with No One Like You. And guess what, everybody? Our favorite Pencil Neck is standing by. And he wants 4 minutes and 30 seconds of your time to give you a news update, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music.
It is December 2nd, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The RCMP have arrested a Canadian engineer for allegedly attempting to sell classified naval information to China. Quinton Wong was taken into custody over the weekend. CBC's Philip Lee Shannock reports.
It was a very quick turnaround for us.
RCMP Chief Superintendent Jennifer Strachan says from the initial tip to arrest, Project Seascape was a swift operation. Police arrested 53-year-old Quinton Huang on Saturday. He's an engineer at Lloyd's Register of Canada Limited, which is under contract to Irving Shipbuilding to assess designs for Canada's new Arctic offshore patrol ships. The design of vessels that will patrol Canada's marine boundaries could be of interest to China, according to security expert and former CSIS agent Michelle Junot-Katsuya.
As we know, China is one of the countries that is challenging the sovereignty of Canada when it comes to the Northwest Passage.
Huang will be in court for a bail hearing on Wednesday. If found guilty under the Security Information Act, he could be sentenced to life in prison. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.
Courtesy of the CBC, you can now read the top-secret American document that outlines how the Canadian government allowed the U.S. to spy on world leaders during the 2010 G8 and G20 summits in Toronto. The document is on our website. CBC News discovered the document within the thousands of pages of sensitive material leaked by former National Security Agency employee Edward Snowden. A fresh round of emails connected to the Senate expense scandal is on its way to the RCMP. And they come from within the Prime Minister's office. CBC's Hannah Thibodeau has the details.
These are the emails of the Prime Minister's former legal counsel. His name is Benjamin Perrin, and the RCMP had asked for the emails from him months ago, and these emails pertain to the payment that was made to Senator Mike Duffy from the Prime Minister's former Chief of Staff, Nigel Wright. But the RCMP were told months ago that they had been deleted. Well, in an email released late last night, the PCO, which is the bureaucratic branch of the Prime Minister's office, says it was wrong when it told the RCMP that the emails had been deleted. Now, the office says that it will immediately turn these emails over to the RCMP.
CBC's Hannah Thibodeau in Ottawa. The investigation continues into a weekend commuter train derailment in New York City. Four people were killed after the train, which was on its way to Grand Central Station, jumped the tracks in the Bronx. Marley Hall is at the crash site.
Federal investigators are here at the crash site right now. They are poring over the wreckage, trying to determine what led to that deadly derailment. Some of the issues they'll be looking at are the speed of the train, whether or not it was a mechanical failure, or if operational error is to blame. In terms of the commute this morning, there are expected to be delays, especially along this line, the Hudson line of the Metro North. Now, train officials are making shuttle buses available to commuters, but they are encouraging anyone who can telecommute or work from home to do so.
That is Marley Hall with CBS News in New York. The number of dead in a weekend helicopter crash in Scotland has risen now to 9. Police say another body has been found in the ruins of a Glasgow pub where a police helicopter crashed through the roof Friday night. The helicopter was removed from the crash site just today, and police are saying it is possible more bodies could still be found. Jury selection begins today in New Orleans for a former BP engineer accused of deleting text messages and voicemails about the company's response to the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Kurt Mix is charged with 2 counts of obstruction of justice. Prosecutors claim that Mix tried to hamper a grand jury investigation. And that is the CBC News. You can download your CBC mobile news app at our website, cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
They shot a movie once in my hometown. Everybody was in it for miles around. Out at the speedway, some kind of Elvis thing. Well, I ain't no movie star, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything. Get it out, get it all out. Yeah, stretch that thing. Make it last, make it last. At least till the shop bell rings. Well, the taxi driver liked till the rhythm.
All right, let's quit sleeping at the wheel here. It's time for this day in rock and roll history. And what do we have? December the 2nd. I got two birthdays here. The first one is December the 2nd, 1941, Tom McGinnis, a bass player for Manfred Mann. And, of course, they had a lot of hits. Doo-wah diddy, for example. Diddy-dum, diddy-doo. Yep. In 1942, Ted Bluechell, drummer for the Association. And, of course, one of their big hits. Cherish. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years. On December the 2nd, we are going to start off in 1967, and that's when the Monkees album, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, went to number one in the U.S. and was certified gold. It was their fourth straight LP to sell over a million copies, following the Monkees, More of the Monkees, and Headquarters. Not a bad run, considering the Beatles' classic Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band held the top spot for 15 weeks that year. Also in 1967, singer Jimmy Rogers was found in his car with a fractured skull. Although he alleges that a police officer beat him, no charges were ever filed. Rogers had three big hits in 1958, Kisses, Sweeter Than Wine, Oh, I'm Falling in Love Again, and Honeycomb. And another story from 1967. Finally allowed to play their instruments on their recordings, the Monkees scored their third U.S. number one single with Daydream Believer. And it was right around this time they were allowed to even write some of their songs. What else do we have? Now we're going to jump to 1972, and that's when the Temptations version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone gave the Motown group their fourth U.S. number one song. 1980, Kenny Rogers' Greatest Hits was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, while his latest single, Lady, is currently number one on the Billboard Pop chart. Jumping ahead to 2006, Mariska Vares, vocalist for The Shocking Blue on their 1969 hit Venus, died of cancer at the age of 59. Also, after Shocking Blue had disbanded in 1974, Mariska continued to tour and record as a solo act with jazz ensembles and a couple of reunions with her former bandmates. Then in 2008, Odetta, the folk singer whose powerful voice moved audiences and influenced fellow musicians for over 50 years, died of heart disease at the age of 77. Although never a mainstream pop star, she was nominated for a Grammy Award three times. So I promised to play a little Odetta for you. But first, let's start off with a little Manfred Mann. And you can feel free to sing along with this one. Doo-wah-diddy, diddy-dum, diddy-doo, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-doo. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-doo. She looked good. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walk on, to my door. I've been dreaming of.
together nearly every single day singing.
Music that'll blow your hair back, if you still have any, on South Kootenai Radio.
Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. There I lightly took advantage of a girl who loved me so. Be riding on.
found a girl, I kissed her and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
Thank you. It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
What to say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
The streets of Creston Valley. I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio. 'Cause I'm Batman.
Okay, there you go. Finishing off this day in rock and roll history there with Odetta with the Jim Crow Blues. That's from an album, Lightning in a Bottle, and that one was released in 2004. And it was in 2008 on this day that Odetta passed away at the age of 77. Anyways, good number, that one by her. And what else did we have? We played Shocking Blue by Venus. Of course, Mariska Ferez, the vocalist for the band, passing away on this day in 2006. It doesn't say, 59 years old, died of cancer. And what else? We had The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, of course, that one, a big hit for them in 1972. We had a Jimmy Rogers song, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. That particular one that I played was by Jackson Browne and Bonnie Raitt. I don't have the original there by Jimmy Rogers. And he was found in his car on this day with a fractured skull, alleging that the police beat him, but no charges were ever filed. And then we played something from the Monkees album there, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. And that particular song, What Am I Doing Hanging Around? I think that one was co-written by, no, it wasn't, just sung by Michael Nesmith. And we had The Association with Along Comes Mary, Manfred Mann's Doo-Wah Diddy, starting things off. Bass player for Manfred Mann, Tom McGinnis, born on this day in 1941. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, I've got to get rolling here. Let's see, I guess I could quickly do a cross-Canada weather for us right now. Let's see, 1 degree so far in the Creston Valley, and we're supposed to go up to 2 degrees, and we're supposed to be having snow, but yeah, the weathermen seem to be off just a touch here today. Note on the west coast in Vancouver, it's currently 4 degrees and cloudy. They've got ice crystals in Whitehorse, minus 26 degrees. Minus 13, it's snowing pretty hard in Calgary there. They're supposed to get quite a dump today. Snowing in Regina, minus 8. Minus 7 and cloudy in Winnipeg. 2 degrees and cloudy in Toronto. Let's see, Fredericton is minus 1 and snowing. And St. John's, Newfoundland, 0 with a mix of sun and cloud. All right, I think I have to get right back to my on track here with some our artist highlight today. And today I'm going to be featuring the music of Neil Young, his album Freedom. And this one was released in October of 1989. I'm not going to read too much about it, but one of his most famous tracks that are on this album, of course, is Keep on Rockin' in the Free World. He has two different versions on it, a live one and an acoustic one. And I thought we'd start off with the acoustic one because it fits in well with the second song that I'm going to play, Crime in the City, 60-0, Part 1. And that's all the time that we'll be able to play for the artist highlight today, because the second song is actually almost 9 minutes long. And what do we have here? Oh, I didn't grab the acoustic version of that Keep on Rockin' in the Free World. Keep on Rockin'. Hang on. It'll be here. Oh, no, it's just Rockin' in the Free World. I'll be okay. Trust me. You know, it's just had a little slip up. I grabbed the wrong song because there's two of them on the album. Yeah, here we go. Acoustic live version. Yes. Here we go. Right here on South Kootenai Radio. Oh, gee, I almost totally forgot. Yes, it's totally official. The Bedazzled has changed their name now to Golden Treasures. And we're working on getting that web store all in order on the new domain and everything. But if you actually type in goldentreasures.ca, you'll go to the website. Yeah. But anyways, lots of great merchandise there. Same knowledgeable owners. So, yeah, check it out. Anyway, here we go. Neil Young, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Last night. robber, and his wife was a thief. All the children were killers. They couldn't get no relief. The bungalow was surrounded when a voice loud and clear said, come on out with your hands up, or we'll blow you out of here. There was a face in the window, the TV cameras rolled. Then they cut to the announcer, and the story was told.
Wish I could see him this weekend.
good, then I'm bad. Although my home has been broken, it's the best home I ever had.
There you go, Neil Young's Crime in the City, 60-0, Part 1, the second and final song of our album highlight today, Freedom, which was released in 1989. And, of course, we started off with the acoustic live version of Rockin' in the Free World. And if you like that album highlight, well, we play it every day at about 8:45. Try to pick something new and exciting every day, which of course is brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Now, it's a brand new week, so don't forget we have a new schedule listed for the Hot Chicken and LP show specifically, which we play a new and full album every day at noon. Today we're going to be featuring the music of the Alan Lane Band. Friday at Frank's is the name of the album. And of course, that is an album that Gary brought here last Thursday. And he actually plays on the album, plays bass. A little bit of background vocals on there. So, yeah, if you want to check out the schedule, you can be found at theskr.com. And not only that, we have lots of podcasts there you can download and other information, that sort of thing. And we even have a Facebook page. Just search for South Kootenai Radio and you can find out a few things on there. Normally we post pictures, older pictures of artists celebrating birthdays and stuff, so it's something to show up there anyway, so check it out. All right, that's it for the morning show, everyone. I hope you had a great time having a listen to the tunes today. We'll be back here in the big chair tomorrow at 7:30 till 9. for another live show for you, but don't fret. SKR will be broadcasting all day, 24/7. But first, before we get back to regular broadcasting, we got our favorite pencil neck here with another 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update, and then we'll be back with some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is December 2nd, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.